And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Series tickets are available through the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra's website for their two series, starting in September, the Masterworks Concert Series and their Chamber Music Series. Information and tickets again at their website. If you'd like to sign up for the Conservatory of Music classes, again, go to acadianasymphony.org. Classes begin on Monday, August 20th, and you can find out more at the website. On display at the Hilliard University Art Museum, several exhibits, including Cora Kelly Ward, A Work in Progress, Finding Egypt in Louisiana, the Ambassador Jefferson Caffrey Collection, and Faith and Form, a collection of decorative art and fine art from area churches, cathedrals, and private collections. That's up just through the month of August. The Wildcat Foundation has a special program in the month of August called Primp Your Pit, encouraging you to get your pit bulls spayed or neutered for a very nominal fee through Wildcat Foundation Spay Nation. The website is spaynation.net for more information about this program through the nonprofit Wildcat Foundation. In Gran Coteau at Casa Azul this Thursday, there will be an oral history of Gran Coteau with Jeanette Williams and a poetry reading with poet Jonathan Moody, who has published widely in a number of reviews around the country. He will be sharing some of his poetry on Thursday. After the two scheduled readers, there will be an open mic session. It's a free community event suitable for all ages. That's from 7 until 9 in Gran Coteau at Casa Azul, right on the main street, Martin Luther King Drive. This Friday is the benefit for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana, their 2012 Murder Mystery Dinner Theater. It's called A Night of Political Suicide. That will be at the Cajun Dome Convention Center. For more information or ticket availability, you can go to the Big Brothers Big Sisters website. This Saturday, a second Saturday art walk in downtown Lafayette. Galleries up and down Jefferson will be opening. At the main gallery at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, one called Configured and Reconfigured, Transformations of the Human Body, and quite a number of new exhibits opening in the side galleries. There will be a reading on Saturday in downtown Lafayette by Patrice Melnick and Kim Vodica. They have newly released books. They will be reading from those books. Their readings will be from 7 until 8:30 p.m., 812 Jefferson Street at Carpe Diem in downtown Lafayette. The Bag Mat Ministry will have a workshop this Saturday, August 11th, to teach you how to make sleeping mats for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags. They ask if you've been wondering what to do with all those shopping bags you've been stuffing in another shopping bag, you can learn how to crochet them into sleeping mats for the homeless. They're currently making mats to send to a mission in Haiti. This Saturday morning, you can go for an hour or stay the whole day, bring a bag lunch, and if you'd like to bring your whole group and have a group project, you're welcome to do that also. For an email address, if you'd like to know more, it is mats4homeless@gmail.com, and 4 is the number 4, mats4homeless@gmail.com, or just show up at Grace Presbyterian Church in Lafayette on Roselawn Boulevard at 9 o'clock. They'll be there until 2. Vermilionville hosts a free culture day, Acadian Culture Day, at Vermilionville this Sunday, August 12th, from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. The Michaud family will be honored for the preservation of Acadian culture. It is their annual Acadian Cultural Preservation Award. This year, the Michauds, all the generations, are receiving that award. There will be lots of things happening for Acadian Culture Day, cooking demonstrations, boat tours, artist demonstrations. There will be a table francaise, games and crafts. You can learn how to make an Acadian flag. There will be a genealogy station.